Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by two local celebrity chefs. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
Hey, it's Spike talking to you from Baltimore, Maryland, from the beautiful, friendly confines of Woodbury Kitchen.
And I'm Reed Schilling, coming to you from the kitchen at Schilling Cannon Company down here in the Navy Yard in D.C.
I love it. And so, of course, the event coming up is called The Taste of Chesapeake. It will be, is it at the Navy Yard? Is that where it is, Reed?
Yeah, it's at Schilling Cannon Company. We're located 360 Water Street Southeast. The event is this upcoming Wednesday and Thursday night. Tickets are available on Resy. You can go to our website.
Okay, and am I correct? It's part of your a larger series called your Harvest Dinner series.
Yeah. So, just to kind of take you back a little bit. So, my wife and business partner here with Schilling Cannon Company, her name's Sarah. She's from Bolivia, and we had the opportunity to go down to Bolivia a few times. I fell in love with a lot of the indigenous products that are down there, strolling through the markets and seeing some things that. Really, as a 30-plus-year-old that I had never seen as a chef before, right? A lot of produce ingredients. And so I fell in love down there, wound up staging at a restaurant called Gustu, which is a sister restaurant of Noma over in Denmark, and which kind of just further piqued my interest into Bolivian cuisine. And the opportunity arose to do a chef dinner here with a chef named Sebastian Quiroga. And so on Bolivian Independence Day, August the 6th, we did a dinner using a lot of these products from the Mid-Atlantic to highlight them, but through a Bolivian lens, right? None of us are strangers to what's going on. We all know about shutdown. And so a lot of people aren't really getting the opportunity to travel or see other restaurants that are kind of out of their bubble, other types of cuisine currently. And so we got a lot of positive feedback from our guests in that event that they were able to kind of travel through food while still, you know, being safe and socially distant and staying close to home. And so that kind of sparked this idea with my wife that, hey, we should put together a series that highlights, you know, travel through food, but here. That led us in one direction, really, where this is the time of year here in the Mid-Atlantic where it's the harvest season, right? And so how do we do something to highlight the wonderful farmers and fishermen and producers of the Chesapeake region and the Mid-Atlantic while still, you know, providing something that's new and exciting and noteworthy for our guests? And of course, that led me only in one direction. Spike is somebody who I've looked up to for a long time, and his body of work over the last, you know, 15 plus years. Woodbury Kitchen before that, really, right? But Woodbury Kitchen is a terrific restaurant that built an entire neighborhood in Baltimore, and was, you know, one of the first restaurants in kind of that in that Woodbury area, right? And now you see a whole bunch of restaurants that kind of piggybacked on the success of that restaurant. And so, of course, you know, I spent a year and a half out in California with Thomas Keller Restaurant Group. And when I came back to home in Baltimore, trying to link up with some of the people that I've looked up to since I was younger, that led me to Woodbury, where I met his chef de cuisine at the time, Opie Crooks, and he and I have kept in contact ever since. Just kind of going back and forth, and our paths have crossed multiple times. And so when Spike opened up a Rake's Progress here in D.C., I reached out to Opie and said, you know, how can I help you guys? And Spike and Opie were so kind enough to take me in and let me toil around down there, kind of moonlight. And help them out, which helps me out. And so that relationship, you know, kind of blossomed from there. And so, you know, kind of getting back to this dinner, you know, for me, there's no better way to celebrate the Mid-Atlantic region and the Chesapeake than to do it alongside of Chef Spike and also with John Shaw from Karma Farm.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I want to go into, you know, John Shaw's Karma Farms in Moncton, Maryland here in a minute. But first, you know, Reed just gave me a sort of a really great, you know, background on his journey. Spike, why don't you tee it up for us on your end too? You know, James Beard award-winning chef. You know, he mentioned Woodbury Kitchen in Baltimore and then your other DC location. But why don't you tell us, you know, how Woodbury Kitchen came to be? Well, you know, I just want to hear a bit of both of your backgrounds, and then we'll dive into Karma Farms.
Sure. How long do we have? You want to hear about the journey?
Where you grew up, how you got into it, kind of a thing.
It made me a little, you know, Reed talking about the fact that he's known about me since he was young is a little reminds me of how long I've been doing this. But you know, Woodbury is something that it came out of my years in restaurants previous. Earlier, and just kind of a growing dissatisfaction about what I was cooking with, and, you know, realizing that there was, in a sense, another world out there that I hadn't fully explored, but that was the world that was right outside my door. And I got to know, you know, first and foremost, it was a relationship, you know, relationships that I, meeting people at farmers markets and in various places, growers, who I wanted to support, who I was impressed by, whose products I loved. And Woodbury was basically a way of stripping away everything I didn't like about the restaurant business, cooking with ingredients that I didn't know, you know, anything about or where they came from. And working only with those folks around that I really thought were doing amazing things. And it was so, it was different, clearly, than a lot of what had come before for me and you know, kind of out there in the world. But it was the most satisfying, to this day, the most satisfying thing I've ever done. And to turn, you know, to work with ingredients and create experiences for guests based on, you know, things that were grown and made by people I knew is just, it's difficult to describe how profound that can feel when it's at its best. And I'm really happy to be able to work within a community of folks who are, you know, doing incredible things with local products and either growing them or, one of the most exciting things about this is that a lot of that community, you know, wasn't really fully formed when we started Woodbury in 2007, and it's come so far in the fact that we have incredible world-class cheeses now from the Mid-Atlantic. And I could say that wasn't the case, you know, back then. We have, you know, folks like Keepwell Vinegar who are making incredible vinegars from local ingredients. And it goes on and on and on. And I have to say that one of the most exciting things for me is to see a chef like of Reed's caliber who's putting himself into this and, you know, finding his own way to express, to use his talents, his experience, and his skill to create delicious things for guests, you know, and things that I haven't seen before, things I haven't tasted before, from a lot of these same ingredients, and finding, you know, new makers, creating new relationships and new ways, you know, new kind of networks of economic support, so that this food system can be viable and be sustained.
Awesome. Well, so now we got the background of both you guys, and, you know, now that you've sufficiently doted on each other, let's go into the Taste of Chesapeake event itself. So I know the menu, you're like you mentioned, you're going to spotlight John Shaw's Karma Farms in Moncton, Maryland, up in Baltimore County. Why'd you guys go with Karma Farms, and, you know, and give me an idea of, you know, what sort of stuff we'll be able to taste?
Well, I would say that, you know, John is a guy, that I've been supporting since he started the farm. I don't think I'm wrong in saying that I probably bought the first box of tomatoes that John ever dragged into a restaurant. And we've been working together. I couldn't tell you when that was, but I think that's a better part of a decade ago, 8 or 9 years at least. And then it turns out that he's, you know, he came, started selling in DC, Reed, I think, is one of his best customers down there. And so he's someone we have in common. It's easy to agree to work with John's product as we're both so familiar with it.
For sure.
One of the best, I mean, just he's just his, you know, on top of that, it's not just that we both know him, but that his produce is pristine. I mean, he's kind of like a carrot whisperer, I would say. His, you know, what comes from the farm is beautiful, beautiful produce, delicious. And you can just see the care that goes into it when it comes through your door.
Yeah, I think one of the, just to kind of piggyback on that, you know, one of the unique things about John and his product, and we, you know, he's a staple on our menu here at Schilling Canning Company every week. You'll see Karma Farm on our menu. But he began kind of as an all-purpose farm. I think he was just kind of exploring and figuring out what he wanted to do. And then he really honed in on growing produce for restaurants and chefs. You know, I'm sure Spike had a lot to do with the forming of those. But he grows these really high-quality products that are unique. He works with, he's one of the test farms for Row 7 Seeds, which is a company started by Chef Dan Barber out of Blue Hill at Stone Barns, where they've kind of, you know, engineered these seeds for maximum flavor, right? And so John has a lot of these products that you're not going to be able to find at a grocery store or just at any other farmer's market. And so, you know, for me, you know, I know that Chef Spike and I share an affinity for his produce, and for him as a person. So it was just kind of natural to highlight what he does there on an everyday basis. And one of the unique things here is that on Wednesday, John will be attending the dinner, so you'll have the opportunity to meet him and speak with him a little bit. There's the opportunity to purchase a CSA box from John. For some of the products that you'll see in the dinner on the menu for Wednesday and Thursday as well.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, thank you for taking me into, you know, all the produce that Karma Farms provides. If our listeners hear this piece and they come out to the event, give them a little taste, if you will, pun intended, of what will be on the menu.
You got the first course. Why don't you start?
Awesome. So we're going to highlight some of John's beets. We'll see some golden beets and some red ace beets there. We're going to do a black walnut pierogi with those as well. And then kind of leaping into the entree, we're going to highlight Seven Hills strip steak. They're a producer out of Virginia that produces Angus beef. So we'll have a strip steak there. With some braised collard greens, some forage mushrooms, little Beauregard sweet potato mousse, and one of those row seven squashes we're gonna make a porridge from using Anson Mills Carolina Gold rice for the entree there.
Sign me up. You had me at black walnut pierogi.
That was delicious.
And I've got a line on some fresh fluke. We're getting really beautiful big fluke right out of Chincoteague down in Virginia. So we're gonna I'm gonna do a course with fluke and some of John's daikon radish. So it'll have a kind of an Asian, a little bit of an Asian vibe. I'm gonna use some Keep Well soy sauce on that dish and a little bit of and a really sweet little carrot puree from some of John's carrots. And then I've got dessert as well. And I'm a huge quince fan. You can quote me on that. And I've got a little dessert. John, he's got a little bit of pawpaw, but he doesn't do a lot of fruit or anything else, you know, sweet. But I'm going to try to stretch stretch it a little bit with some parsnip from John. I'm going to kind of candy those a little bit. They're naturally sweet anyway, so we'll have fun with that. Quince, parsnip, a little buckwheat crepe, and like a maple cream for dessert.
My mouth is watering, guys. Cool. So tickets are $125, and I know that includes gratuity. Did I hear that a portion of the proceeds will go to a charity?
Yeah, we've got a great group up here in Baltimore City called Farm Alliance Baltimore. And many of the growers that I've been working with for years, urban farmers all across the city are part of this and supported by this group. They sell at some of our farmers markets, and they help farmers, you know, who are relatively small scale, get their products to market and to folks like me, and love their work, love what they're doing for not only the farmers in Baltimore, but for helping solve questions around food access here in Baltimore. And so we are going to send proceeds from this dinner to them to help them with their mission.
Awesome. So a good cause as well. Absolutely. And then I guess in terms of COVID wise, explain to our listeners how you're making it safe. Are there any outdoor tables, or is it inside, but the tables are distanced apart? Ease their concerns on that.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Jason, for asking that. Our mission here every day is for diners to feel safe. These events are no exception. Tickets are limited, obviously, because our capacity is limited. There are 6 feet in between, not just tables, but also seats. So you won't be relatively close to anyone, whether you're indoors or outdoors. Outdoors, we got some tents, we got some heaters, and there's ample space outside as well. But you know, for me, and I think Chef Spike would echo this, you know, the most important thing here is everybody's safety, right? And so neither of us cut any corners there, keeping the safety of our guests and our cities, you know, at the forefront of what we do day in, day out in our restaurants.
Sounds yeah, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I think I'm grateful for this opportunity. It's going to be fun to be down there with everybody, but also keeping safe, super important for us as well. We have done a lot of interesting things, I think, to keep people separated and taken care of here in Baltimore at Woodbury. And I'm sure that we're going to be in a very safe environment with Reed down there. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, Jason, one more thing that I did want to mention. If you're not currently dining out, or if you can't make it in on either Wednesday or Thursday, the menu is offered in its entirety to go through Tuck. So if you go to, I think it's exploretalk.com/shillingcanning, the menu is available on there. Orders will stop on those 24 hours in advance of the menu so that we can properly fulfill all those orders as well.
Cool. So in-person reservations for tables can be made on Resy, and then carry out can be, what's the app you said, Tuck?
Tuck.
I've never, how do you spell it?
T-O-C-K.
T-O-C-K. Tuck.
T as in tree.
Yeah, like, Tuck. Like TikTok. Okay, gotcha. Cool. I'm writing that down. Okay, cool. Well, thanks, guys. This sounds great. Is there anything else I haven't asked you that I should have?
I'm excited that each guest will get a bottle of snake oil, which is Chef Spike's signature hot sauce. I'm really excited about that.
Very true. We're bringing the snake oil. Every guest that shows up is going to get a bottle, and that'll be something you can take home with you that will contribute to your meals going forward. Thanks for reminding me.
We got a little salesman.
We got some fun wine pairings and cocktail things that are happening as part of the menu as well, that we're thrilled about. So, Jason, Spike, thank you both for giving us a platform to talk about this. I appreciate your guys' time for sure. I know you're both really busy, and I'm really excited for Wednesday and Thursday and being able to showcase, you know, Chef Spike from Woodbury and what they do there. Our little restaurant here, Shilling Canning Company, Farmer John Shaw at Karma Farm, and being able to celebrate the ingredients of the Chesapeake fall harvest season together.
It's going to be a great time.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Everyone, again, it's Wednesday and Thursday down at the Navy Yard at Chilling Canning Company. So everyone check it out. Taste of Chesapeake. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.